This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
No.
They're not here.
No.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch. So we've got some best bits for you. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Well, they're not here, but I am still. Hey, it's your old pal Dangerous Dave here. Monday, the return of Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy around Australia. It's our Rostered Week Off. So it's the best bits of Kennedy Malloy from throughout the year. Coming up, Hamish Blake, Judge Janie. One of my favourite comedians ever is Denise Scott. She never disappoints. She's coming up soon. Jane and Mick's next big promotion. They've been brainstorming the ideas, and we'll get them to you real soon. And controversy on Wikipedia about the age of Jane Kennedy.
I took my age off Wikipedia, did you know that?
Did you?
You're right.
I've taken my age off Wikipedia.
I thought you'd been hacked by the Russians. They care a lot about you.
Anyway.
You took your age off Wikipedia.
Yes, I did, because I'm ageless.
Well, I'll change your Wikipedia page.
Go for
Give me half an hour.
That's coming up soon. It is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Mick Coyne, you got something to trade for a Mick Coyne? These are so sought after. We've had so many people. Just this week, while the guys have been away, we've had hundreds and hundreds come through kennedymalloy.com.au. So a bounty for Mick Malloy. Jane Kennedy not too happy about it. But check the website. Go kennedymalloy.com.au if you're prepared to exchange goods and services for a Mick Coyne. Now, at the end of the Week of Long Lunches promo that Jane and Mick did earlier in the year, where they went around five states, five long lunches. It was great fun. They had a drunken brainstorm, believe it or not, about their next big idea.
We finished up last night with a bit of a nice dinner. We went to the very fancy Nobu restaurant.
Ooh. Yeah, that was lovely.
It was
here in Perth. Food was great. Wine was great. Company, okay. A couple of cocktails were had, and we were thinking we really enjoyed this promotion, and it's the longest lunch, and it's a national tour, and we thought it was great, and where do we go from here? So we started talking about it.
Can I just stress, there are lots of cocktails involved and wine. This is where we got to, one of the first suggestions that came up. Mm. You thought it was a good idea to marry someone in Vegas.
Okay.
Here's how it works. We were going to set it up where we'll find you a bride and girls would enter and I vet them. And we go to Vegas and we set up the wedding and the bucks. You have a bucks in Vegas and then they pay for their own way over to Vegas. That was how they get there.
No, you know what it was.
What?
No, it started off by going, it was going to be a bucks party. Imaginary bucks party. Mick Malloy's bucks party in Vegas. And listeners and we all go.
It came up because you said you've never been to Vegas before.
I've never been to Vegas.
I couldn't believe that.
And then I said, I only go to Vegas if we have a bucks party. What if we have my bucks party in Vegas, but I come home married?
we thought that was a good
one. It's a listener competition and we can have, but everyone has to make their own way.
The listeners have to make their own way there.
No, but this came about because you'll remember that there's fake weddings now, so women can have pictures of their
bridal gear.
Yes,
people
and the whole
are having weddings. They book the church. They have their friends. They just don't have a husband.
What about a fake
bucks? Well, isn't that what happens with men going out anyway on Saturday night?
So can we organise?
So that was one of our ideas, Dave. Do you like that?
Not bad.
A big party for me in Vegas.
You might be able to come
with
to that.
All the accoutrements.
But what about Carl Stefanovic? Is that something you could incorporate with that bucks party?
Mm.
Oh, we could go for Carl.
We could. That's do it for Carl. Hashtag do it for Carl.
I love it.
We could. Oh, well, that was one of the things we thought. Yeah. What was the other one? Well, see, I'd said I'd never been to a music festival.
Okay.
And we're talking about Splendor in Byron. We thought we could go there.
But you're a rock chick. What do you mean you've never been to?
Because as I was having kids and going through that phase of my life, it's when it was the emergence, really, of the
big day
scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, besides, I don't like mud.
Jesus,
I'd have to have a nice place to sleep.
I think mud is what they...
I know, but I was thinking beyond...
It's guaranteed. Mud is guaranteed.
I've got the right boots. I've got the proper gum boots for that. We're talking about Splendor, which is in Byron, which would be fantastic. But then I thought, no, let's go bigger. I want to go to Glastonbury. No, actually, I want to go to Coachella. I want to go to the mall. I'm in. I'm a chick. Yeah, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to go for these festivals.
Pick a festival, Jane.
All three. It's three festivals.
That's another two.
On the road with Kennedy Malloy. What can go wrong?
You've never been before.
No, I haven't.
So we're we'll
doing. Don't be judgy.
I'm not judgy.
I'll judge
I'm
you. Just, I've been just, to Vegas, bucko, a couple of times.
What, working or?
Oh, for pleasure.
Oh, for pleasure. Well, it's not mutually exclusive.
Okay.
So who'd you go with? What was your
to Vegas?
Yeah.
I just rock up there all the time. A bit of fun.
Oh, come on. This isn't ringing true.
What was
the last time you were in Vegas?
So I'm not going to be questioned about going
like
to Vegas.
Know. I'm inquiring.
No, I don't like your line of questioning.
You've piqued my interest.
Yeah. No, I don't
what
like
were you
it.
Doing in Vegas?
Having a good time, I told you.
Who were you with?
Just people.
Oh.
Right. You don't need to know all about my life, mister. Just telling you.
You missed me.
Hey, here's another one that came up.
Just deflection. Yep.
Honestly, this must have been after a lychee martini because I have offered to pack you a lunchbox for a week.
Oh, yeah. No, we were talking of. That's right. We were talking about those lunchboxes and how many compartments there are.
Because
yeah.
kids have too much food in lunchboxes these days because they want you to fill up all the compartments. That's why people are obese. Listen up. Listen up, Australia. I will tell you how to stop making children obese.
Well, you were saying I was a fatty.
Well, yeah, sure.
You were suggesting I should do March, like Feb Fasty March.
Yes, and just
fasty.
Cut your calories.
Cut my calories. So we decided that you were going to pack one of those lunchboxes that primary school kids
had. As I do all the kids' lunches each day, I'll pack one for you.
And bring one for me for lunch.
All right.
Does that really classify as a promotion? Yeah. Well, they put their feet up. We're playing their best bits. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Time for a new segment.
You're about to enter the courtroom of Judge Janie. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge has had a few wines. This is Judge Janie.
Oi!
Order in the court.
Order in the court.
Wow. Yes. Do you like my new segment?
All rise for Judge Janie. Oh, I'm intimidated. Now, you're going to bite off a range of topics over the...
I am. Well, just to the topic, though, there's a topic that I think is relevant for the next 24 hours.
Okay. And that is?
It's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
It's Valentine's Day. What so, we thought, it's, you're going to help. You're going to
I'm
pass
going
judgment
to,
on men. And,
I am going
and,
to help. Because I'm a bit nervous about what men think women want and what women want for Valentine's.
I think we've always been pretty good at nailing it.
Yeah, I disagree.
General. I read an article over the weekend which was talking about Valentine's Day and what women were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the obvious. It wasn't they were saying necessarily, I don't want the big bunch of flowers. I don't want the dinner.
Oh, well, that was obviously written by a man who's incorrect. But dude.
Hey. He's an idiot.
He is an idiot.
Well, but it was saying you want small things, like if you're going out late with the girls, you just want a porch light on when you get home. Now, I can do that if I'm not out later. If I happen to be home already.
That's pretty lame.
So
what else
we
did
want
this
to work
idiot
out?
Say?
Oh, I can't recall. I can't.
No, the girls want good stuff. Expensive stuff.
What do
dinner.
You want? You want to be taken somewhere?
You want to be taken out. So they already would have had to have booked a restaurant.
Yep.
Because you can't just do one, idiot,
you can't.
Now.
guys, give us a call. Tell us what your intentions
and
are.
And I will judge whether it's going to go down well or not. You can't. You must send flowers to the workplace because all the other girls have to see them.
Embarrass the other girls.
Yep. Have to
so
say that.
Make a big song and dance about sending those.
Yes.
Like you received yesterday from the grill team.
I know.
In
that was so awesome.
Those guys. They're up to no good. Dave, what have you got planned for...
I'll go with my usual tradition on Valentine's Day of doing nothing.
May the record reflect you are a dickhead.
Hey!
Give us a call now.
Oh, I like Judge Judy.
Whoa!
1-3-3-5-3.
Not sure about that.
I will be the judge, boys.
Give us
if
a ring.
Game.
The judge is in the house. Whoa! We'll take your calls after this. Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Judge Janie's happening right now.
Here
can
she
we
is.
Can I hear
Gavel
my
it.
Intro again?
Are you ready the whole thing?
Sure.
You're about to enter the courtroom of Judge Janie. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge has had a few wines. This is Judge Janie.
Oh, how very dare you.
Some of these blokes could be in a lot of trouble. A, because they haven't done much at all.
Yep.
And, the judge is in fine.
Well, I'm ready to go. Nathan.
Yes,
I'm very good, but please refer to me as Your Honour.
Your Worship.
Thank you very much, Nathan. what's happening?
After being together for 20 years, you can't beat a bunch of flowers, a packet of chicken chips, and a box of TV packs.
Well done, Nathan.
I find in favour of the defendants.
That's a good result, that is. He's thought that through.
Well done, Nathan.
All right, Nathan, well played.
Johnny, what's up?
Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Ah, good afternoon to you, young man.
What have you organised, Johnny?
I'm going to pick up a dozen donuts from a specialty donut store.
Right, and what about something for her?
Valentine's Day has got to be about yourself as well, doesn't it?
Well, hang on.
Just a moment.
Does she like these donuts?
She loves these donuts.
And how many are you getting?
12. Get a full dozen.
Just a moment. I just have to call a short recess.
Oh, jeez. That means another drink for the judge.
All right. Case dismissed. Well, you're free to go.
I don't know if he's got across the line.
That's all right.
Well, you a dozen donuts and you're okay with that?
If there was a cask involved.
Nutella or cinnamon.
As well. Okay, Shane.
Yes, Your Honour.
Good afternoon. I'm a bit concerned about your past behaviour.
What have you done?
Your record's not clear. What's going on now?
I've had a new girlfriend for about a month.
Yep.
And, we're getting along like a house on fire. And about an hour and a half ago, I tried to order her some roses, and I've ordered them, but they can't deliver them till the next day.
Listen, mate, an hour and a half ago is not going to be happening. You should have thought about this at least a week ago.
Mate, you thought about this when we started at the start of our show.
Let's be honest.
It Valentine's Day, you went, oh, no.
Mm, how do you plead?
Not guilty.
What are you going to do? So they're not going to be there in time?
They're going to arrive the next day, are they?
No, they're not going to get there till next day, Mickey. They can't deliver them, and I'm going, that sucks.
Okay. Listen to me.
I'm hoping Triple M could send us some out for
me. No, that's not going to happen. You need to swing by the cemetery. you need to find a wreath. You need to find something. You need to swing by the 7-Eleven.
Order in the court.
Blow the dust off a box of chocolates from 7-Eleven. You're going to pay overpriced, but you're going to take your medicine.
Shane, you're stuffed.
1 month in, gone.
Good luck, mate, with that.
Brody.
Hi, Brody. Good afternoon,
young
man.
What have you done / not done?
Well, the missus is actually on a family holiday for Valentine's Day, so I've had to postpone it for her the week after.
Well played.
I suppose that's all right.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Nothing?
No, what I've planned out is at the start of the night going to take her out to bowling because it's something that she genuinely likes.
You think she likes.
Remember, she's pretending. Remember the Simpsons episode where Homer got Marge a bowling ball?
That's right. For
her birthday. So far, we've got the boys getting donuts and organising bowling trips.
Yeah.
As well as a dinner afterwards.
Yeah.
Because she likes Mexican, so taking her to one of the Mexicans.
Oh, well, you've thought about places. That, right? And then what?
Then taking her to one of the local lookouts for, the love locks that they have.
Oh, yes. You put on a bridge.
Yes.
Going to put that on one of the lookouts.
You've gone too far now. Yeah, tell him to stop it. Tell him to roll it back a bit.
I like
He's
it.
His,
oh, I find in favour of the
judge.
Defendant.
See,
I
you're
like
a hanging
it.
Judge.
You know what I love? I love the fact that she's actually said she likes bowling. She really doesn't.
All right.
Trust me.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I need to see you in your chambers.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I would say a well-earned break, but it is Mick and Jane that we're talking about here. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Radio Tinder back next week as well. So here's the thing. The world of online dating has taken off. The choices are amazing, but Radio Tinder has a great strike rate we're finding right now. The best way to find the perfect match is through kennedymalloy.com.au. If you're a single girl, you can register your details at kennedymalloy.com.au and we could be shouting you drinks, canapes at an inner city hotspot with your Radio Tinder match. That's back next week, kennedymalloy.com.au, part of our Rostered Week Off. We'll give you this.
So we're talking about Whitney and her turning 30 and we had this conversation. One of our producers here, Whitney, is
it's
having 30th a birthday.
Birthday.
You're supposed to say.
My God, you don't think I'm saying 30 over and over? That's a great age.
I remember your 60th. You said,
God, take that back.
You don't.
Take that back.
All right.
I took my age off Wikipedia. Did you know that?
Did you?
You know what?
I've taken my age off Wikipedia.
I thought you'd been hacked by the Russians. They care a lot about you.
Anyway.
You took your age off Wikipedia.
Yes, I did, because I'm ageless.
I'll change your Wikipedia page.
Go for
Give me half an hour.
Shut up.
Anyway, a couple of things came out of that.
Yeah, what's the joke?
Louise.
What's going on?
Easy, Tiger.
Yeah, what?
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't like when you look like this. It worries me. What's going on?
Okay, get the engine running. Bring the car around and keep the engine running. Can I just say
you have not gone and put my age back in Wikipedia, have you?
Well, no, you accused James of doing it yesterday.
He was very nervous.
He was on his knees praying. Look at your heart, Jane. No. I didn't do it.
He was a bit worried. It's
like it's going to be an execution out there.
A bit pasty.
In the airlock.
He was worried.
Secondly, you shouldn't change your own Wikipedia page. That's illegal.
Oh, thanks for telling me, Mick, Mr. Upstanding Citizen.
Well, then I thought the idea that someone may change your Wikipedia page, I found galling. I really did. So I think we should check in with your Wikipedia page and just make sure that no one has tampered with it in any way. So... just so everyone can hear at home, I'm going to get Siri to do it. So I'm going to get Siri.
No,
seriously. And we'll just check in with your Wikipedia page and see how it goes. Just let me got the phone out, the old iPhone.
Oh.
Shh. Siri, please read Jane Kennedy's Wikipedia page.
Okay, here is what I found. Jane Constance Maureen Ethel Jezebel Kennedy is a well-known Australian drunk. She is 72 years old. She is most well known for her love of Chardonnay, and it is thought Anne Murphy's would go into liquidation if she ever gave up the booze. She is also known as the lead spotlight stealer in band Holy Strung, and for her love of drummers, particularly Daryl Summers. However, her sexual chemistry with Dean, from Married at First Sight, has also been noted. She is a registered pyromaniac, lighting dangerous candles wherever she goes. And she is currently before the courts on charges of driving the wrong way in the office car park. She has proclaimed her love of animals, however rumors abound that she is the kingpin in a nationwide puppy farming organization. She is married with 5 children, none of whom's names she can remember. She has been quoted as saying she owes all of her success to her radio co-host Mick Malloy and his enormous comedic abilities, not to mention he goes off like a firecracker in the sack.
Okay, that sounds about right.
Is that it?
That all sounds about
right. I'm exhausted from having to listen to such rubbish.
What do you mean? That's pretty much you
in
a nutshell.
How dare you?
I'm 72-year-old drunk, it seems.
Hey, don't chip in.
Stop paraphrasing, Dave.
Listen, Dave.
Let it breathe.
I'm not even looking you in the eye.
You have to drink in the whole Wikipedia profile for me.
Yeah, you had fun doing that,
didn't
you?
Puppy farms is a worry.
Yeah. Well, as if.
Anyway.
There's too much in there that's just clearly it's a big joke.
Well, it's not a big joke. Well, a lot of it's just jokes true, rings true.
What do my children will just think of my behaviour?
While Mick and Jane binge some Netflix on the couch, this is Kennedy Malloy's Frosted Week Off. Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Well-earned. You're adorable. They're back Monday, Jane and Mick. Mick's on the telly tonight, by the way. Check your local guides. The Front Bar with Sam Pang and Andy Maher. That's good viewing. Hey, coming up this hour, huge Denise Scott is going to join us. Jane, you just heard the Wikipedia message a moment ago from Siri that she'd been hacked. Well, apparently Mix has been hacked as well. A right of reply for Jane Kennedy. We'll hear that in just a moment. Bitcoin is flying. Lots coming through this week through kennedymalloy.com.au. If you want to get your hands on a Bitcoin, go kennedymalloy.com.au and tell us what you're willing to give up, or at least give to Mick in exchange for a Bitcoin. Hey, speaking of, Hamish Blake. He was in just a few weeks ago, and the debate started. It was Mick Coyne versus the Hamish and Andy Coyne.
Mick Coyne is fairly far way down the track and could be available within 2 weeks. Now,
sadly, he's not joking.
You don't have to be George Soros to work out that you wouldn't want to be going head to head with that.
We get ours in a week, so we will be first to market. Mm. It says on the coin, one H&A coin equals one Bitcoin.
So why wouldn't you just get a Bitcoin?
Well, they're volatile.
So at the moment, one Bitcoin.
Bitcoin says they're worth one Bitcoin. We're saying we're worth one Bitcoin. That's how currency works, mate. It's a story.
Here's how Bitcoin works. Do you want one?
No, thanks.
No. Dave, do you want a Bitcoin?
I'd love a Bitcoin. Okay. All right, well, you just lost an H&A coin.
This
Jane,
is the most
Jane,
ridiculous conversation
Jane,
I've
Jane,
ever
do you want a McCoy?
Sure.
Why do I feel like Jane has come up to our bedroom and you and I are 8 years old and we're making our own currency?
Can I ask you this? What would you give me for a McCoin?
Nothing, mate. Why would I? I'm sitting on $3 million worth of H&A coin.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rosted Week Off.
I've just been flicking through my Instagram here and come across Mick Malloy 66, who has just posted a photo. You know how Jane's bomber jacket went missing late last week. This is the one that she loves. It's got the leather sleeves. It's the old school Triple M bomber jacket. You know, it's very, very important to Jane. She keeps it in the bag in the office. She loves it. Mick snuck it out of the office on Friday as she left. And Mick has just arrived. It looks at Kittens, which is a gentleman's club. And there's some girls. There's a poll. Mick Malloy 66 says, sold. The girls at Kittens took a real shine to my new Triple M bomber jacket. Made me an offer I couldn't refuse. Can't thank you enough again, Jane Kennedy, for your generous spirit. Ah, Mickey. You can see that photo, Mick Malloy 66, just waiting for Jane Kennedy's reply. Might want to keep across that. Anyway, there'll be words Monday, no doubt, when the show returns.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rosted Week Off.
Mick's been a very, very naughty boy today. He's been at Kittens, the gentleman's club in Melbourne. And look, he's taken a photo with Jane's jacket. She hasn't obviously seen it yet because no doubt she will reply. At Mick Malloy 66, you can see this photo, by the way. Just reading some of the comments, though. Peter Young says, she definitely won't want it back now. Big Daz says, they need to build a statue of you, Mick, out the front of Kittens. And Ruff says, that's a natural habitat for that jacket. Yes, that is true. Monday, the return of Jane and Mick. One of our favourites will be back soon, too. This woman here.
Denise Scott is an amazing author, actress and radio star, but is best known for her love of knitting.
I knitted myself a pair of bathers. Four-ply wool. Hear that? That was a knitter having an orgasm.
Denise has also recently started a new career as a narrator for Channel 9's Travel Guides.
I didn't know narrating was such hard work. Like, can you make the word "the" more magical? Not really.
Lucky for Denise, though, she's been selling out shows across Australia with her good mate, Judith Lucy.
You must enjoy each other's company quite a bit.
Sadly, no. We're desperate.
Please welcome desperate Denise Scott.
Indeed.
Wow, very, very nice, well-planned introduction.
Isn't that quite professional as well,
really
I would say?
You sound surprised. Take that tone out of your voice right now.
You too look surprised. And you're reminding me of the character that you played as a matron on House Husbands, and we just reminded each other we were together in House Husbands.
Stop right there. You both were in House Husbands?
We were.
Did you do a scene together?
No, I don't think so.
What was your character?
Well, that's a good question. I cannot remember my own character's name.
You were
wearing
a uniform, though.
I was wearing a uniform. I was nursing someone
matron,
or other.
A matron.
Oh, why are you seeing a matron?
Jeez.
Are you allowed to swear on this show?
No. Yes, you are.
Oh, matron. Why don't you say a fat little chubby matron with no lovers?
Don't worry. He's already implied me as well. He's dung me in for being a matron too.
Jeez, what was your role?
I was in a CEO. Local what?
I don't know.
Careful. No.
We've got an audience out there.
I was the CEO of the hospital. I was a big wig, and big, as in, I mean, wow, they squeezed me in those outfits. I was really
good
tight.
Good luck to you.
Yes, yes.
So you can't remember any of your
I can't even remember what my character was called.
I can't remember what my character was called. God, we were good.
Hardly a ringing endorsement for House Husbands, by the way.
I'm sorry about that. So you've gone from House Husbands to the Sydney Opera House, none less.
Indeed. Judith and I were at the Sydney Opera House, Judith Lucy and I, for a couple of weeks.
I saw a tweet that you sent out.
Did you now?
2:30. I follow you. 2:30 on a weekday or a weekend.
Sunday afternoon.
And you've got a packed house at the Opera House.
Yes,
with Judith Lucy.
Yes. So Judith Lucy and I are at that stage of life where we add an extra show. They get earlier and earlier. 2:30 p.m. We're out.
How does your show go at 2:30?
It's not your traditional stand up. Hours, is it?
Well, it's crude and it's rude.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's not
that's a
really. Yeah. Especially if you know Judith Lucy.
Yes,
it's a
I
surprise.
Do.
But no, it actually went off like a firecracker, can wow, I say.
And tell me about your audience. Is it like mixed? Because I imagine it's across all age groups.
It's across, good point. Yep. I didn't even set you up for
no,
that.
No, you did not. No, I know who'd want to see you, everyone.
Because there's really, really old people, as in like in their 80s, 90s, which
good for them.
They don't know what they're coming to, mind you. They think, oh, it's a lovely afternoon show at the Opera House and it's cheaper than the opera itself.
And the ballet.
Let's go. And next thing, they've got Judith and I in our 90s lying in bed being crude and vulgar. But,
but then
cross-generation, like, so parent, you know, adult kids and their parents and sometimes grandparents come. But we had in our last show, which was the 2:30 show, we asked a young guy, we chatted to him. And blah, blah, blah. And then I ask the audience who's got arthritis. Oh, it's a real crowd opener. Look, it's a conversation starter. Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe. And this woman put her hand up. We start chatting. And then it turns out she's the mother of the young guy we were just talking to. And they didn't know they'd both booked tickets.
Oh, well, they were cross-generational.
We were bringing families together.
It's a community service you're providing. Mm-hmm. I'd have to say this, knowing both of you, just off the cuff, it'd be safer to go and see a matinee than the two of you after eight. Glug, glug.
Glug, glug. Excuse me, what are you implying?
I'm implying
and we
live
go
life
on stage.
To the fullest?
We don't go on stage pissed, Mr. Malloy. We save that event.
It's not my experience.
For afterwards. Show.
While we catch you up on some of the fun from the last few months, Mick and Jane are enjoying a rostered week off. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You may know Veruca Salt as a spoiled brat.
I want a golden goose. I don't want a
goose. We know them as the hard-rocking band from Chicago. They were an overnight success in the 90s.
We played a few shows and then all of a sudden people were flying in from Los Angeles to hear us play.
Who've now stood the test of time.
We got to have another go at it, another chapter that neither of us had anticipated.
On tour across Australia and performing for us today. Please welcome Veruca Salt.
Yay!
Oh, welcome. Welcome to Kennedy Malloy, to Nina Gordon and Louise Post. Thank you so much for being in here, ladies.
Thank you for having us. It was a very potted history, wasn't it? There was only a couple of highlights in there. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
One of the most important things we've been talking about is coffee. And you say that in Chicago, where you're based and where you come from, there's some really cool little coffee shops opening now.
Well, there are. And they're also opening in LA, which is where we happen to live now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're happy about that.
Australia made a coffee drinker out of me. I spent my whole life avoiding coffee. I don't know why.
And then we came here
a couple of years ago. I'd never had coffee. And I had a flat white, and then that was it for me. And now I live in LA and seek out the Australian coffee shop.
You see how excited she's getting?
I know. I knew there was a bonding thing over our coffee talk. Girls, when you were growing up, who were your heroes in guitar? Because, you know, I love seeing a chick playing guitar. It means a lot to me.
Sorry, girls, can I just butt in here? You're talking to the lead guitarist from Highly Strung.
It was in a band called Highly Strung. So my influence was...
Do we have any Highly Strung?
No, we don't.
Sure
I want to hear.
No, well, James Taylor was one of my early influences, but it's not very grungy. So you
we love James
behind.
Taylor, though.
You do?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We grew up on James Taylor, yeah. But I wouldn't say he was one of our influences, although maybe songwriting was.
Yeah.
You know, Joan Jett and the Beatles and the Go-Go's and, for me, the Bangles and... Yeah.
And I mean, no, if we're talking like anyone that I would say Bowie, you know, Jimmy Page, of course.
Yes.
And Jimi Hendrix. And
were you allowed to fly
Prince.
When you were young, you were playing guitar. Was it this done thing or was it cool or was it uncool? Like at school, were you like the rock chicks at school?
No, we weren't at all the rock chicks at school. I was actually in an R&B band in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I was. And I played the keyboard.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if I've ever told anyone this.
Yes, you have. What's the name of the band?
Vision.
Oh, yeah.
Vision band.
But
with a Z?
Prior to that, I was in a band called The Prodigy with my brother.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Prodigy. Yeah. I was about to ask. Wow.
Well, what is Prodigy the name of the current band? Prodigy. Or the Prodigy?
Prodigy.
Because we were the Prodigy. Okay. And then I got
lifted.
They're
like a tribute band.
Yeah, no, it was like way predated that. Yeah, they were a tribute to us. Yeah. So, but I was in love with Prince. I wanted to be Prince. Oh, I wanted to date Prince. And we did all of these Prince and Apollonia 6 and Vanity 6 songs. And I was doing all that.
Well,
you could
have been in Prince's band. There's pretty hot chicks, you know, in Prince's band, as we know. Yes. So. Mm.
Yes. Jane has never been to a music festival. She's a rock chick, she's born and bred. It's in her DNA, but she's never been to a music festival.
I was having babies at the time, so I never got to go in the right time to
They're
go and really.
They're from Chicago. We're talking Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza.
Should I come out and go to Lollapalooza?
What should Jane expect if we were to send her out there?
There are certain music festivals that are very pleasant, and I think there are certain that are not so pleasant. But this is a very pleasant.
I don't like mud. Is that going to be a problem?
No, I don't think there's any mud. So far, we have not seen any mud.
Great.
Awesome. I love that. You are going to play for us now, and I can't believe I'm even saying this. You're playing Seether acoustic right here in the studio. May I be so bold as to say, can you please go away, girls?
Yes.
And get yourself,
ready
on the guitars so that you can play for us. And thank you so much for being on our show.
We really appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you.
What a thrill.
Okay,
so the girls
are going to go now.
There's a big crowd that have actually brewed. Yeah. I hope you're okay
with
this.
We've got some fans as well. We've got some Facebook fans that are fans of Veruca Salt that are joining us.
Don't get nervous, will you?
In the studio. We've got the staff here of Kennedy Malloy as well.
I love seeing the setup as well.
Look and learn, Jane.
I will have to learn. Honestly, I will do that.
Thumbs up. Let's give it up for Veruca Salt, ladies and gentlemen, on Kennedy Malloy. This is Seether.
Can't fight to see the.
Kennedy Malloy for Rick Assault.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Frosted Week Off.
Nina and Louise of the Great Veruca Salt. Hey, by the way, anytime you go online at kennedymalloy.com.au, you'll pop up some videos that we've had from the acoustic performances. Some great performances. We've had Ray from Thirsty Merc last week. We've had Jet, Weezer, Veruca Salt, James Rain, Mark Seymour, and a heap more. kennedymalloy.com.au. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rusted Week Off. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy return Monday. Now, Chinese women, this is a true story. They were encouraged just to settle, not be so picky.
We're talking about girls settling. It's a big story in China. The government has asked them to settle, stop being so picky.
Well, it's a big story all around the world, I think, because there's a lot of single girls that are told, yeah, come on, your stand's too high.
Lower the bar a bit. Give us all a chance.
Give everyone a
And I've suggested we could do with a bit of that here. And thankfully, our callers on the line have done just that.
Well, they sound happy.
With their partners. Tabitha, who did you settle for?
Well, I settled for a guy that my best friend who had moved to Queensland wanted to meet. So we went on a holiday there.
Yeah.
And my cousin came with us and she was sleeping in the lounge. So her bag was in our room.
Yeah.
And during the night, well, he got pretty drunk during the day. And during the night, he got up to go to the toilet and he unzipped her bag and he started to wee in my cousin's bag. And I said, hey, that's not the toilet. So he turned around and opened the cupboard. Essentially their wardrobe, and started to wee in their spare wardrobe.
Okay.
And you went, this is the guy for me.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, no, her husband, when I said to her husband, oh, Christ, I'm so embarrassed, he goes, don't worry about it, mate. We've all been there before. So I just assume that all blokes do that, and I blame him now.
So you just thought it was par for the course. That was all right. You'll put up with that.
I didn't know a couple of guys who have weed in a cupboard thinking it was the toilet.
Yeah, well, that's just stupid.
That's, do you know what? Chamber pots. If we all had chamber pots, this would never
Hey, and how long have you been together, Tabitha?
17 years now.
Mate, that's awesome. You're happy?
No, not really, but anyway.
Give her a prize.
My daughter wants you to know, Mick, that she's your number one fan.
Oh, great.
And she's 10 years old and she loves you dearly. So there you go.
What's her name, Tabitha?
6-year-old Lily yelling out, my two.
We love you both,
good
girls.
Good on you, girls. Yeah. Give them a prize, Dave.
Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming to you as well. Well
good
done, Tabitha.
Stuff.
Hey, Stella.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thanks. Tell us your story.
Okay, I was 18. Michael, my boyfriend, was 19. We were together for 2 years. Mm-hmm. It was basically Wuthering Heights. So it was Heathcliff and Catherine.
Yes.
And I dumped him. I got married. He got married. We both had separate families. And then exactly 30 years to the day almost, he found me on LinkedIn and we've been together for 3 years.
No.
Wow.
That's a great story.
So you finally settled for the guy you met when you were 18.
I thought to myself, you know what? I've dated and I've married and it's been 30 years and I should have just stuck with the first one.
It wasn't that bad after
all.
Good
on you, Stella. You're not going to die wondering, but you've worked out exactly who you want.
Sandy.
Who did you settle for, Sandy?
Oh, seriously, I settled for a guy that I met on the pub floor when he was getting kicked out.
But see, I love that. That's a true Aussie romance story, Sandy.
I meet all my girlfriends.
How long you been married?
14 years.
Married next weekend, St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
I imagine he'll be reprising his position when you met. Mel, who did you settle for?
I settled for an Austrian dancing, middle-aged, bald-headed man who cooks and cleans.
Oh.
He's the whole package, Mel.
He's awesome.
That's it. See, girls?
See how happy she sounds?
You can be happy with a middle-aged, portly.
That's fine. I love the fact that he dances.
He's Austrian. He's Austrian, isn't
he? Well, Aussie-Austrian dancer.
Does he wear lederhosen? in the boudoir?
Occasionally.
Oh, he does.
Kari, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Who did you settle for, Kari?
I actually settled. I gave up on looking for a real man. I settled on 2 trucks that I now drive at work.
You are the coolest woman I've heard in a while, Kari.
The ultimate trade-in. I got traded in the blokes for 2 trucks and I couldn't be happier.
That's great.
Yeah, more reliable.
Have you got a favourite truck?
Generally drive around in my little Hino at the moment because of the locations I've got to go to, but I've actually picked up another truck, which is actually a man.
A I don't
understand. It's a MAN, so it's a man.
Oh, see, that's trucky talk. I'm all over that.
No, it's a brand of truck yes. it is. Well, so, right. yeah.
Gary, sounds like a really horny three-way. Give her a prize, Dave.
All right, you got yourself a Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way.
Emma.
Thank you, Kari.
Emma, how are you going? Yep.
Good, how are you?
You got a nice romance story of lowering your standards?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I've been with my partner for 9 years.
Yeah.
We're not married. We're not engaged. She's got no intention of popping the question, apparently.
He's a bum, this guy.
No, I don't mind that.
Have
right.
you put it to him? Have you had the discussion?
It's not just me that's had the discussion with him.
Oh,
it's been a few of our bosses and things because we work together as well.
He's been pulled aside for the chat, has he?
Yeah, by like one of the owners because we work on a cattle station. So, yeah.
I love the old values.
Great.
Out the cattle station.
But Emma, do you really want to have the big bridey wedding? You want to?
I don't want to. I just want the piece of paper. But he honestly, the standards is because. He is the biggest bogan you've ever met.
Good for him.
Do you know what we need to do? We need to get you married on Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yes.
We can get you on there and he'll get real jealous real quick
great.
And he'll do it. Emma needs a prize.
All right, Kennedy Malloy prize pack for you, Emma.
Fiona, who'd you settle for?
Well, I was a vegetarian for 10 years and I settled for a butcher.
You know what? That's the type of sacrifices that need to be made in relationships.
Love that.
And how are you going? You're still going strong?
We are still going strong, and I'm happy to have a little bit of meat every now and then.
Oh,
I can see cutlets tonight.
Oh, yum. That's nice and sweet. One more call.
Yep.
Okay, Jill.
Yes.
How are you going, Jill? Tell us your story.
Well, I've been divorced for 17 years, so I settled on a bob.
On a bob?
Bob.
Yes.
Is that an acronym for something?
Yes, battery operated bob.
No price pack for you. No, you can't be rewarded.
No, damn it, Jill. Yep. You get a prize pack. I like that.
She's got a bob and a couple of cats and she couldn't be happier.
Good for you, Jill.
This is Contractually Enforced. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Back Monday, Jane is about to pay Mick back for that Wikipedia entry that, said some horrible things about Jane.
I'm getting an iPhone X.
You're not getting an iPhone
X. I am.
X. Don't.
With facial recognition. Can it recognise you after you've had a couple? I did once. Do you know what I told you I did on my phone?
What?
That I got so fat over summer. I had so much drink, it wouldn't recognise my thumbprint. You know your thumbprint on your
iPhone. Get outside the circle.
On your iPhone 7. It's supposed to activate your eye, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd put on so much weight, I went...
You have to change to your index finger. You have to redo it. You wouldn't know how to redo it.
I just sat on it.
Wouldn't.
Boink.
Well, I wonder if that'll go in your Wikipedia entry.
Don't muck around with my Wikipedia.
No, you mucked around with mine. I was furious.
I didn't do a thing. Someone did.
No,
Jane,
and then you played it, and you asked Siri,
well,
and it was just really upsetting for me.
Pretty funny.
Children heard it.
72-year-old drunk with.
Yeah, well, that's just
numerous children you can't pick out of a police lineup.
Well, they weren't happy to hear that.
Runs a puppy farm.
They looked at me.
He runs a puppy farm.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I've seen you.
Oh, well, but I'm just interested.
Probably got a puppy in the boot right now, Dave, when you get down to the car park.
Yeah. Don't you even.
Yeah, you
don't even suggest that. Don't even suggest it. I won't hear of that. I'm very interested to hear what yours is.
Don't
like.
Do this.
All right, well,
don't muck around.
Be quiet.
This is serious business.
I'm going to ask Siri. Where just be quiet. Siri, please read Mick Malloy's Wikipedia page.
Okay, here is what I found. Michael Norman Ernest Theodore Bozo Malloy is also a well-known Australian drunk.
What?
He has single-handedly kept VB in the black for the past 3 decades. His age is unknown, although his mental age is 13. He is most known for his love of the Richmond Football Club and for taking the credit for their 2017 premiership. Several current day players have taken out restraining orders against him. He can't cook, clean, or drive himself to work. His dress sense has been described as hobo chic.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
he
yeah.
has no concept of how technology works.
Stop, Siri,
in
stop.
Fact, the producers had to explain to him how Siri and Wikipedia work before these jokes could be done.
Shut up, Siri, you're
he does, however, maintain the largest collection of dick pics known to exist on Earth. He credits much of his career success with people mistaking him for musician Richard Clapton. He credits much of his bedroom success with women mistaking him for porn star Ron Jeremy. Upon death, his body will be donated to science to study the effects of a beer, twisties and Winnie Blue's diet.
There you go.
How dare you?
How dare I? Again, my friend, that's not me. That is Wikipedia.
That's a very dangerous thing to do to a man who has a phalanx of lawyers at his disposal and is not afraid I'm threatening you.
You're going to sue me,
I am threatening you. Mm. That was terrible.
Stand in a queue, mate, because...
Well, why would you do that? That's
why
just hurtful.
Would you do that? I reckon, in fact, that was a bit soft.
What enjoyment?
I reckon we can go a bit harder. I think we'll probably update that.
What enjoyment do you get?
Oh, so much. You wouldn't know. It makes me actually feel a bit warm and fuzzy.
Making me feel sad inside.
Just a little bit.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Mick Malloy, 66. You might want to check Mick's Instagram because the photo of the bomber jacket, Jane Kennedy has just spotted it. Mick's been wearing it at Kitten's Gentlemen's Club this afternoon. Bad things are about to happen to Mick Malloy. We'll catch you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.